Again, we're on page 286. We raised Chof Ches. We started this yesterday. A few things to go over. Okay, so we saw. We'll just run through the Machaber again very quickly. Aliyam ben Haros, Harim Vos, the Midbaros, all these natural wonders, so to speak. Seas, oceans, rivers. We'll talk about rivers a little later. What type of rivers? Mountains. Majestic hills, deserts. So when you see these things, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokim Melechom Osam Maaseh Bereishis. The bracha Osam Maaseh Bereishis, as we said before. And again, the Mishnah Berurah, as we mentioned yesterday, that since they're from Bereishis, v'shvacha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'anu makirim hayom davar sha'anu yodim sha'amakom baruch nishesh mei Bereishis. It's amazing that we see something, we have something that we recognize is there since the beginning. So that's amazing. So something majestic and makes us aware of that, so we make a special bracha. So believe it or not, there's a shaila about how about the what we call the Dead Sea, Yam HaMelech. Do we make a bracha on that? So was it there since Bereishis? So I think it's Rav Osner, I saw, says that we're not sure if it was there. And also we know it's the Dead Sea because of what happened to stone. So he said, since we're not sure, and also it's a siman klola, right? I assume that when stone was, before it was knocked out, it was like a nice ocean front view there. You know, it was, and then it became the Dead Sea. So yeah, people still go there for... But still, he says, you want to make a bracha on that. Also, again, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is that we recognize. We recognize today. It's, in other words, recognizing makirim means that you're awestruck or you have some type of stirring when you see one of these things, one of these type of things. So therefore, again, Rav Osner says that, so let's say you're not inspired. Let's say you only saw a small part, like you didn't see the whole ocean. Like again, you don't have to see the whole ocean. Obviously, you go to, I don't know, well, we'll talk about it. You go to an ocean, you don't see the whole ocean. It's impossible, unless you're up in space, which is a separate issue. But again, let's say, I don't know, you really don't see the ocean that well. It could be foggy, like we have here every day this time of year, or something like that. So in other words, you're not awestruck. So he says that then you wouldn't... make a bracha on that. And similarly, they bring down the name of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, let's say you see a mountain, and you know it's a mountain, you know, like, big deal. You know, like the Santa Monica Mountains, right? They're mountains. But like, yeah, okay, you know, like... No, okay, it could be, and we'll get to that later, just because we see them all the time, you know, except for when I was little, right? There was so much smog that there was... That literally, you didn't see them. Remember this, Ms. Mara? Like from April till November, they weren't there. Yeah, well, besides that, there was a rumor that Mayor Yorty just used to draw these mountains there. But really, they weren't there. That was a rumor because we never saw it, right? But anyways, so leaving that aside, so if there's a mountain, again, the Santa Monica Mountains, so you know, they're nice and all. But, you know, like they're not like majestic, awe-inspiring, you know, like I said, Beverly Hills, like, you know, so they're hills, they're gavalos, but, you know, like, you know, so maybe certain people are inspired from them, but that's a different reason. The Chazon Ish says you want to make a bracha over a mountain that doesn't bring you inspiration. Again, I don't know, I've never seen it, but, you know, you see Everest, right? So, you know, like, I don't know. But other things that you don't get a kick out of, you want to make a bracha over. Okay. Now, another thing that I don't think we got to yesterday was the Mishnah Berurah. We talked about, then the second part of the Halakha of Aleph was there's a special bracha over the Yama Gadol. And the Machaber said the Yama Gadol is the one that's connected to Eretz Yisrael, in other words, what we call the Mediterranean. And that has a separate bracha. Not Osam Maaseh Bereishis. On an ocean, you make a Osam Maaseh Bereishis. But on the Mediterranean, the Mechaber says you make a special bracha since because of Eretz Yisrael, it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. Bracha to Hashem Elokim Melechom, Osa Yama Gadol, or Osa Yama Gadol, whatever. that you made the big ocean. Now again, it's not the biggest, and it was recognized then, but it's big because it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. So yesterday we talked about Mishpura brings down Achronim that say that no, it's referring to the Atlantic. This bracha, this special bracha, Asayam Agadol, is referring to Atlantic, the Atlantic. And so what would you do over the Mediterranean? Make the regular bracha over a big body of water. Also, Masabracious. So then we discussed that yesterday. So the last thing we discussed was that there we have this trick that the modern day poskim say that you make more or less both. You're the bracha tashem al-kayim al-kalam. Also, Masabracious. The Asa Esayam Agadol. You put them together. And that's the bracha you make over the Mediterranean. Now, again, not everybody agrees with that, but. Now, the other thing that we didn't mention is at the end of the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'dat d'kol ha-brachos ha-elu enam el-kishro osa mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom. A similar idea as we saw before. It brings down from the Achronim that these brachos you only make if there was every 30 days. In other words, if there's a 30-day gap. In other words, if you live in Nepal, I don't recommend it. And you see Everest all the time. So again, if you live there, you see Everest all the time, so you make the bracha, I don't know, maybe not ever, we saw that before, since you grew up, but again, you make it the first time you see it, and then again, as long as you're living there, you won't make that bracha. So, believe it or not, I saw, brought down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, something that's very relevant to us, very relevant to us. We live like almost walking distance to the ocean, right? How often do you go to the ocean? How often have you seen the ocean? I don't know about you. Like, I don't know. I could go more than 30 days without. Okay, unless you're on a plane and they take off with it. Okay, well, that's a separate issue. But again, like, we live in Pico Robertson, Kanahar, and, you know, literally it's a 5-10 minutes, depending on traffic, to get to the ocean. People to come and say they want to see the Pacific. We take it for granted. Yeah, Pacific, big deal. You know, like a big, right? So, believe it or not, they bring down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva in Halicha Shlomo, that he says that
new
if you live.
Message from Daniela. Message at Hill's call when you get home from Shul. Sorry,
I could tell you there's no such thing as a quick question. So write them down. I mean, they're quick questions, but not quick answers. Okay, anyways, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this is very nogea to us. So we live near the ocean. But maybe it's been more than 30 days since you go see the ocean. So let's say you're going on the 405, you take that big thing towards the airport, you see the Pacific. Again, not to take your eyes off the road, that's a separate issue. But so would you make a bracha? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you won't. You won't. Because you live close. You live very close. So again, I have a feeling that it's the same idea. In other words, like, oh, Pacific, eh. You know, like, I have lived there, been there, done that, you know, like, a whole lot of stuff. So, again, that's very important to us because, like, again, we live like a stone's throw away from the ocean, but how often do we actually go to the ocean? I don't know. So, again, so that's very nogea to a lot of us.
What does seeing the ocean mean? Does it would mean like standing at the Santa Monica Pier looking,
you see it,
or
from again, like, usually, sure. Like if you drive straight down, I don't know, I was driving Mark Stock a few weeks ago to his mother, and she lives like right there. So like, you know, even, I don't know, you drive straight down Pico Street, straight down Olympic, until you're like really close, you don't even see the ocean, just because it's
so.
Like,
if it's just in your like line of vision,
if you could see it, if you could clearly see it, a lot of times you can't clearly see it.
But we don't say a bracha.
Huh?
So we don't say a bracha.
Yeah, we don't make. So that's what he says. It's very interesting, Kiddush. Okay, let's just do base very quickly. So at least we. But we're gonna have to get into this bleeding out tomorrow. Lo kol ha'aretz mevarech. Again, somebody brought this up. It says rivers, river. So the LA River, right? LA River, make a bracha. So the Machaber says no. Ela arba naharos d'ksivi b'kra. It's only the four famous rivers that are mentioned in the Torah. Mon Chideko, right? Pras Chideko, right? The famous ones. V'yishra osam b'makam shlo nishtanim b'mehalachasama al yedei adam. And there's another proviso. It has to be a river, even those rivers, that their path has not have been changed based upon a human being. Right? So, again, that's no matter what we say about the LA River, right?
It's
the path is all man-made, right? It's almost complete. But there's other rivers like that.
The Mississippi.
Only parts. Well, we'll get. Well, anyways, Well, let's leave that because we're going to have to. So again, so at least the cursory reading of the Machaber seems to be that, again, when we talk about rivers, you got four. How about the Mississippi? How about the Amazon? How about the, like a big mighty river?
Colorado?
Colorado. Like a big mighty river. So would you make an Osamash version? Again, I guess we could say that I assume that the Amazon was there from Bracious, right? The Mississippi, I assume also, huh? The Nile is one of the four, right? They say the Nile is one of the four.
What are the other ones that we know?
The Tigris, what are they? Tigris, Euphrates, the Nile, and what's the fourth?
Jordan.
Maybe the Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, they say that the Protestant. Well, anyways, the Mississippi is not on there, right? Mississippi is not in the running as one of the four big ones. I mean, huh? Yeah. So not one of the four big ones. So then the question is, you see the Mississippi? I mean, I've never seen the Mississippi. So for 20,000 feet, I don't even think they pointed out there. The Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi.
They didn't come to America probably when they were writing this.
We'll see. Let's see. How about the Amazon? Again, I've never been to the Amazon.
Chazal determined what the rivers were, I assume.
No, but they knew of great mighty rivers. I assume like in Europe there's a right, or even before that, right? Jews were all over the place, right? So how about other mighty rivers? So you have to come back tomorrow and we'll discuss that tomorrow.